Now, we're ready to run this application. In brand, we could actually go to the project, and then you could build a project first. If you don't run it, you could also just directly select Run Project or hit F5. There are two ways you could actually run the Windows 8 application. One is use a local machine. The other is using what we call simulator view. So I'm going to actually first to show you how to run in the local machine. So again, let's actually build a project first. Once you see build succeeded, then we could actually go to run a project. Now everything is packaged into the Windows runtime and it's going to show this application. Okay, so this is what we will see in Windows 8 platform, and we could actually have some fun, start a game, play with that a few things, just like we normally play, try to find a match. We could use mouse or we could use touch. Okay, so I think we had enough fun. We could stop the game. Now, this is how we run inside the local machine. Local machine will provide you the best performance. However, you may ask, what do you want to take a look? How to look like in different view state, like a portrait mode? How are we going to do that? Okay, so let's temporarily quit this application. And you can see this is my Windows 8 platform. And then this particular memory game is already created here. This is how it will look like on Windows 8 platform. If you have an app, Windows 8 app, this is what it will look like in Windows 8. And then when you actually click on that, you invoke the application. Okay, so we could go back to the IDE, which is expression brand in this case. If we want to do it in simulator, we could actually try a mode called simulator. Simulator is like running a virtual machine on your device, and it will provide you more functionality. Let's actually give a try. Click F5, it's the same as run the project. So what you will see here is this application will, instead of running on the local device as I showed you before, it will actually run on a simulator. Now this is a simulator, and then this is actually very useful because not everybody has touch-enabled tablet. Not everybody has, the tablet will support a portrait view or different view. So with the simulator, you will be able to do that even though your device does not support a touch or different orientation, different view state. So again, we start a game and we could just touch or click on like normal. This particular one will allow you to say all the behavior you do here is touch. And then you could also using this rotation to try to see change your landscape to a portrait mode, right? And we're gonna do the same thing here, all right? And then you could put it back into the landscape mode. Okay, now the other things that you may want to try is you could also try to see different resolution. For example, I could have, this is the default one, 1366 by 768. This is actually the minimum resolution will allow you to have a snap and a feel kind of view. You could also change it to a 1024. You could change to a different size of device with different resolution. So simulator is a very nice way for you to check your application to see what it look like in different kind of device with different size and different characteristics. So a few other options you could play with is, for example, you could set a location for your device. You could actually take a snapshot for your particular application. And you could actually change your screen snapshot setting and so on. So really, simulator, especially when you don't have a really touch-based Windows 8 compatible device, it will be very nice to show your application with a simulator. Now, the other thing what I usually do is I actually run application a lot in Visual Studio, because with Visual Studio, it is exactly the same application. It doesn't really have a design view, but with Visual Studio, it has more capability. For example, I could actually take a look my JavaScript or some other code. I could do debugging onto those code which are not really supported in Blend, because Blend is basically authoring tool for HTML5 and CSS3. So same thing, I could run the same project. I will be able to run it. In this case, it's a local machine mode. I could run it from Visual Studio, and this will basically give you the same application, right? And again, I could also run it in simulator mode, right? So you will see this is exactly very similar, like the simulator mode we saw in Blend. So both Blend and Visual Studio will actually allow you to do debugging, to run compiled application. But my preference would be in Visual Studio, because that way you could actually debug all kind of code, not just HTML5 and CSS3. So hope this quick demo will give you some good idea how you could run your application within the different device and try different behavior like a touch, mouse, keyboard. Thank you.